This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer will be back on Monday. Holly Roberts and I are hanging out with you today. And Holly, we have a question for the listener. What is our question?
Our question is very simple, or deceptively simple. Who's going to be your celebrity dinner date? Who's the celebrity that you want to have dinner with? 651-641-1071.
Okay, so why are we asking people what celebrity? Are we sending people out to dinner with celebrities?
Well, no, but we're having...
We'd be a lot cooler if we did.
We'd be a lot cooler if we did, but we're not. This is an exercise in imagination. But it was because of what Rob was referencing in the Dirt Alert update, is that Jerry Seinfeld said that he'd rather have dinner with Steve Martin than himself. Now, I totally believe that, and I am with Jerry Seinfeld, that I would rather have dinner with Steve Martin because I feel like Jerry Seinfeld would be a rather prickly dinner date.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing with Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, I also think he's self-aware about that.
If you watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is Jerry Seinfeld's streaming show where he does exactly that.
He gets coffee
with comedians.
In cars.
He engages with comedians in a way that if you're a normie, I feel like he would just be annoyed by your presence. Mm-hmm. If he can't talk shop with you and he can't do jokes with you.
He's not interested.
He's just not interested in you. And it's just, ugh, ugh.
651-641-1071. What celebrity would you like to have as your dinner date? And he's right. I mean, I do think it's a lot harder to select somebody than we think, because the question isn't like what celebrity is super hot that you want to go on a date with. Right. Zac Efron, duh, that's easy. Okay. But honestly, I don't actually want to have dinner with Zac Efron.
Right. Because you have to have a conversation with Zac Efron. And the probability of that conversation being weird is too high. It's one of those things where, Colleen, you and Bradley always talk about this, that you don't want to meet your heroes necessarily.
You think you do, but you don't.
But you don't. You don't.
Because you've got some idea in your mind of what they're really like. And when you meet them, that gets erased.
Yeah.
And that is not fun.
No.
Jody's on the phone.
Perfect. Hi, Jody. Jody, who would you like to be your celebrity dinner date?
The Rock. He orders a lot of food, and he has a positive attitude.
Jody, you totally stole mine, because that's exactly what I was thinking, is like, The Rock would be a great person to go to dinner with.
Oh, yeah. He has to eat so much food, and I'm hoping he shares.
Right? Like, and then he gets such a nice variety. It's like having a buffet delivered right to your table.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks, Jody. I love that Jody incorporated the portion aspect of the dinner, so the actual food that was going to be put in the mouth.
Yeah, I felt good about that, too.
Yeah.
But what I also appreciate is, so, like, here's the reason why I was going to pick The Rock, is because in general, like, in my actual real life day-to-day, I'm not, like, a super big Rock fan. I don't fangirl over him. I find him to be interesting. I find him to be kind. But I'm not, like, I don't have any big preconceived notions of who he is. And I don't really care a lot about his movies.
And I think with The Rock, because I thought about The Rock, too. He was in my top three.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing about The Rock that would make for a very appealing dinner date is that he has a very aware relationship with himself.
Yeah.
And his celebrity,
yeah,
in a way where if you guys sat and had dinner, he might put on airs, he might be The Rock, but at the same time, he would understand, okay, I'm trying to have an authentic connection, hopefully, with this person across from me and my giant platter of sushi that I'm going to be sharing with you.
Here for it.
But he's also probably going to have a conversation with you as Dwayne.
Yes.
Just good old Dwayne.
Yeah. And you will get a chance to smell what he's cooking.
Yeah.
Want to hear from Mira?
We would love that. Hello, Mira.
Amira.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Amira, hello. Who would you like to have a dinner date with? What celebrity?
It's Bruce Willis.
Oh, that's a good one.
Why?
Okay, why? Give us the why.
Well, I mean, he's obviously an awesome problem solver. I mean, Die Hard movies.
Thank you.
And I mean, he's been in so many things with different, you know, different actors that I bet he has, like, so many amazing stories to tell. So I feel like that conversation would just be like the best ever.
I love that. Thank you, Amira, for your call.
He'd be able to give us the inside scoop on Planet Hollywood.
I would want. Okay, I was not thinking that. I thought you were going to say like the inside scoop on like Demi Moore.
And there's shag carpeting in the bathroom.
Yeah, and their bathroom shag. Do we have any other callers, Rob, on the line?
Kyle is with us.
Perfect. Hi, Kyle. Kyle, what celebrity would you like to be your dinner date?
Okay, so I thought long and hard because I really agree about the not wanting to meet like a hero or someone you super fan.
Yes.
So I think I'm choosing Goldie Hawn because she's clearly like so fun.
That
but also
is
like good. I don't really like feel like I'd be disappointed if she was rude or something like that.
I love that. Kyle, see, that is the thing. You walked through that exercise perfectly because she would be super interesting and she probably has a ton of really great stories about a lot of people. But if you know, it's not like anybody is like, you know, the president of the Goldie Hawn fan club.
Exactly. And I would love to know some, you know, details about Kate. Got to know a little bit about, like, what are these parties that you're always throwing? What's happening for Goldie?
That's great. Thank you, Kyle. That was a really good answer. Yeah, Holly, you kind of had a reaction to that. Was she on your list?
No, she wasn't on my list.
But now she is, right?
Well, now she is because Kyle completely laid the case for why you would want to have dinner with Goldie Hawn. And she kind of fits into a category that I was thinking of people to have, celebrities to have a dinner date with, is that she has stories.
Yeah.
She has been in the business for 50 years. Going back to being the bikini girl on Laugh-In.
Yep.
I want to know all the dirt on everybody.
Right?
And maybe she can invite Kurt Russell, too, because I also would like to have dinner with
him. Yes, of course. He's got dirt, too. Okay, so I'm going to give you one more of mine. Betty White.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
hot dogs and vodka, right?
Yes. First of all, the cuisine. Because she just, I think, mainlines vodka. And secondly, because she also does have such a long storied history, I would just put a nickel in her and just sit and listen.
Oh.
While I sipped my martini and hers.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to talk about myself. I just want to hear about them.
Yes.
And I am going to take a risk with my celebrity dinner date.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it's Michael Caine. Because he has
that
stories.
That is a risk for you.
It is a risk. Because if I met him and I got rejected, I don't know if I could live with myself. However, he's the type of person where I feel like he has his relationship with fame, where he understands that it's a tool that he's used to get through life. And that man has stories, and I'm here to listen.
I love it.
Maurice, if you're open and you're listening, call me. Call me.
We have time for one or two more?
Let's do it. Yeah, who do
Hello,
we have?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Denise, what celebrity would you like to have as your dinner date?
Hi, good afternoon. I would actually pick Paul Rubens.
Oh, that's a good one.
I am fascinated with the fact that he, instead of having his own name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, he has a character that he played instead. And I would just love to pick his brain about being forced for like 5 or 6 years only to go out in public as his character.
I love that.
So it would be really interesting.
That's a good idea. Thank you for that one.
And Pee Wee Herman is the character that Paul Rubens is most known for playing.
And who else do we have on the line, Rob?
Terry, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Terry. What celebrity would you like as your dinner date?
I would like Peyton Manning as my dinner date.
That's a good one.
I think he plays the game. He's not into all the extra Hollywood hype. He's there to play. No scandals around him.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I never got to see him play, but I think he's really an all-around good human being.
I love Terry. Thank you for your call. I love that we got that's a good idea to like throw a sports figure in there.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it's Friday. And what does Friday mean?
Cheat day.
It's a cheat day. We're going to eat some stuff after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, I'm scared. I have fear. This is the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, no Bradley Trainer. He'll be back on Monday. He's on a vacation, and he is bringing the beautiful landscapes on his Instagram. So you should be following him there so you can see his beautiful travels. Holly and I are here with you until 3 o'clock today. And today is Friday, which means it's a cheat day.
Yay! Dirty, rotten cheater!
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
Well, I want to stick this in my mouth, but I'm nervous. So, you know, a lot of times when we do cheat day, we have to order things to be delivered. Especially right now, because we don't have as many food Sherpas, as we like to call them.
Right.
As we have in the past.
Our occupation limits our mobility.
Between noon and three.
Between noon and three.
So I ordered from a delivery service the spicy chicken McNuggets from the McDonald's.
Right, right. Because there was a press release that came out at the end of August saying that McDonald's is bringing its first ever spicy spin to a classic fan favorite in September. So, it's October, and I feel like, Colleen, perhaps we missed this opportunity to get spicy McNuggets.
No, they're on the menu.
And I'm looking at this.
And this, and it's on the receipt. But the nugget I am looking at and smelling, and trust me, I know my way around a nugget. I have three children. This just looks like a regular chicken McNugget.
I haven't had a McNugget.
Yeah.
I haven't had a McNugget. I don't even know the last time I had a McNugget from McDonald's, but I'm looking at this press release.
Uh-huh. And this doesn't look anything like
this. This does not look anything like this McNugget because I'm going to read what it's supposed to be. Breaded with a sizzling tempura coating made of both cayenne and chili peppers, these craveable, dippable, and downright delicious spicy chicken McNuggets are joining our classic McNugget lineup and pack plenty of spice and flavor into each bite. Now, Colleen, you are biting this spicy McNugget. Does it pack?
No, this isn't a spicy McNugget.
Rude!
These are regular nuggets.
Rude.
Oh my gosh, this is so sad.
Man, I just signed up for Weight Watchers. I don't even know if it's worth the point to put the McNugget in my mouth, but I'll do it anyway.
Do it. I mean, a nugget is good. Oh, they just... I just got an email or a note from... the delivery service.
Yeah. Saying that, sorry, we screwed up your order.
No.
So you get a refund.
It says, how was your order?
Well, here's the thing. Well, but that's, we should not. Now we have to consider.
Yeah.
Who takes responsibility for this? Now, would it be perhaps a miss? Well, it's not a mistake in the
because
order because
on the, on the receipt, it says spicy nuggets. And I did, these are not spicy. So now you have a spicy sauce. Because you took the Chipotle.
It's a spicy buffalo.
Oh, spicy buffalo.
Which is totally an upgrade from the honey sauce or ketchup.
Right.
That were offered when
you were a
kid,
right?
Consumer.
No, let me just, will say this. Here's what I will say. Even though we are eating non-spicy nuggets and I'm a little bit sad in my heart, it'll be okay. But I've had a nugget recently. the sauce game at McDonald's has been stepped all the way up.
I'm impressed with that buffalo sauce. That's good.
So since we can't eat the spice, I'm really sad about this. It's fine.
Are you feeling spicy about it?
I'm feeling a little spicy. I mean, like, I'm not like, you know, listen, accidents happen. Somebody grabbed the non-spicy nuggets, whatever.
What if these were supposed to be the spicy nuggets?
They're so not. As a person who... I have three children and nuggets are their favorites and we play a lot of baseball. So we're often driving through McDonald's. Don't at me. And if they can't finish their nuggets, I have been known to pop a nugget in my mouth. And this is a nugget. This is just a plain old nugget. This is not a spicy nugget. Huh. Anyway, I'm trying to just like have grace. But what I wanted to tell you is about their sauce game, because their sauce game, they have seriously upped their sauce game. So now there are two versions of spicy mustard that you can get at the McDonald's. Do you remember when we were kids?
Well, yeah, that was disgusting.
You had, oh no, the hot mustard was the best.
Ew, gross.
Oh my gosh. You had sweet and sour, hot mustard, honey. You could just like just dip it in the honey, which people did. Or you could do, I don't even know if they had ranch. Did they?
I don't think so, because I remember McDonald's throwing it back to the 80s, the last time probably I had a chicken McNugget. It was either, they have barbecue sauce, honey.
That's right, barbecue.
That nasty mustard, Or my personal preference, I'm just going to open up a packet of ketchup and put the nug in the ketchup.
That's just how you did it.
That's just how I did it.
Okay, I can't find their sauces on their website, but I was looking through the sauces because I was like, we got to try a new sauce, and that's why I got that spicy buffalo.
That was good.
Yeah. So you're liking the spicy buffalo. I mean, yes. I don't even feel like we should rate the nuggets.
I mean, the nugget was a nugget.
It's a nugget.
I don't even know how every. It's a McDonald's nugget.
Okay.
McNugget.
I feel like I might call in the break and see if we can rectify the spicy nugget situation. Because I feel like we've let our listeners down.
That's
true. When we commit to trying something new, it is a letdown to try something that everybody has eaten.
Right.
For decades. I know every one of you listening right now, if I say chicken nugget, in your mind, you can conjure up the flavor of a plain old chicken nugget.
But here's the thing about the McNugget that I just put in my mouth. I feel like they changed the formula.
They might have.
Of the McNugget, because I feel like the classic McNugget of my childhood was not as breaded.
Yeah.
And perhaps it was more greasy.
I think that, yeah, I do think it's a little bit different.
Yes.
But nuggets are classic.
Classic nugs, man.
What I cannot conjure up in my mind is what the flavor of a spicy nugget would taste like. And I still can't. And I had planned to be able to give you that information. And sadly, I'm not able to.
That's great.
And now, just as we're going to break, I found the list of condiments. Oh, whatever.
Okay.
This has been a bust. I apologize to you, our listeners. We have done a disservice to you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we will try to rectify ourselves by giving you some celebrities behaving badly. We call them D-bags. I would like to review the last segment before we get to the D-bags. I think we did actually just eat spicy nuggets.
I think we did too.
Okay, so this is the email we got from Shannon, and now upon further review of the way my tongue feels right now, she says they're not spicy, the spicy nuggets. She said, I tried them the other day. I was disappointed with the lack of spice. You probably did get the spicy ones. They're just not spicy.
Womp, womp. I also got a tweet from Anna, and she said we ordered regular nuggets at McDonald's last week, and she got the spicy instead. They weren't that spicy. She said the spice came a few seconds after and was mild.
That's what's happening to me.
I will say, flashing back to my nugget, looking at it, mm-hmm. It did have a speck of pepper
yes.
on it. So I guess we did eat spicy. All right, so let's go back before we move on to the next segment.
Yeah.
Now we have to rate it, because if we had the spicy McNugget...
Yeah.
We have to deliver on the promise.
So I'm going to rate, and we rate, by the way, on a scale of cobras, 1 to 5, 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. I'm honestly going to give it a 3. And if I were rating a regular nugget, I'd give it a 4. But because I thought this was going to be spicy and the spice didn't deliver, I'm docking it a cobra because I wanted more spice. That's all.
I'm giving it 2 cobras.
2 cobras.
I was not impressed. I am not going to have another nugget.
I just feel like I can't believe that was spicy. It tastes, and I'm telling you, I am a person who has had a nugget on my tongue in the last 72 hours, and that tasted almost exactly the same.
It would be interesting to know if McDonald's makes changes in the level of spice regionally, because people think that us in Minnesota
That's
don't
true.
Like things that are spicy.
That's actually a really good point, because you're right. That was sort of Norwegian spicy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
and I can say that because I'm Norwegian, guys. So, yeah. Oh, that had a kick, you know?
Yeah, because if you try to pass off those nuggets as spicy,
mm-hmm.
like Nashville or something,
it.
People
they'd,
would just be like, get out
they'd
of
here. They'd flip
get,
you off.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out.
That's actually a good point, Rob. I wonder the same. All right, now that we have... rated our spicy nuggets that we just found out actually were spicy nuggets that we thought were just regular nuggets. Now we can tell you about the celebrity D-bags.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-bag?
It's all of these boobs.
Boobies, boobies, boobies. nothing but boobies.
Who needs them?
Who needs them?
It's all of these reality boobs who are trying to make us care about their relationships. I'm talking specifically about Tara Musa. I can't even say the name right. And Christina Onstead and all these people who are
enough with it.
Leave us alone with all of this. So, calling all this stuff my D-bag of the day was prompted by a story on E! About Tarek El Moussa trying to keep things professional, guys. All right, so 1 week, we've got a new episode of Flip or Flop on HGTV. And Tarek and his ex-wife, Christina Onstead, worked together on this show, Flip or Flop. But Christina announced her split from this guy, Ann Anstead. And now Tarek El Moussa is addressing the situation.
I'm really confused right now.
Well, he prefers to stay out of it, Colleen.
Oh, okay.
But there's a whole article about how he wants to stay out of it. It's just this.
So, yeah, this sort of like HGTV relationship drama is not. I can't with it.
Yeah, it's working my last nerve. In as much as it's, well, let's put the lens on of looking at this as through publicationships. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these people talk about their relationships in the press, in the tabloids, and it's so obvious that a lot of this stuff is planted by their PR people to get us to be interested in their shows. Because mm-hmm. I remember at one point in time, a couple of years ago, when Tarek and Christina split, that was all over People magazine.
It was.
And then you would look at the cover of People magazine, and I suppose one asked themselves the following: do I want to read about Tarek and Christina, or do I have to have another Duggar cover? Choose your personal
right.
hack.
And that's the thing is that, well, and I get it. This is why what People magazine trafficked in was like, what are the things that people are watching? Well, they're watching HGTV and watching TLC at the time, right?
Right.
So they focused very heavily on HGTV stars and TLC stars because that was sort of your rest your eyeballs TV.
Right.
They were like middling celebrities. But my point is this. I don't care about their relationships because I'm watching Home and Garden television. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I watch HGTV, and if I don't know where this segment went, but one day Bradley and I went all the way down a rabbit hole about HGTV because it just is rest your eyeballs TV. But when you go there, you're going there to watch home improvements.
Yeah, you're watching for the tile work.
Yeah, well, I'm watching for the before and after. And, like, the characters are nice, okay, but I don't need to get into their relationship drama.
Well, so that's fascinating that you say that, Colleen, because the people over at HGTV and all of these other places are assuming that, no, actually, you are really interested and invested in the personal relationships of the people that are hosting these shows.
But for me, it just turns me off.
Yeah, but what you're saying is just like, please, just show me the grout.
Yes, show me the grout.
Well, and Tarek El Moussa is making, well, they talk about their personal life. He talks about his personal life in regards to his proposal to another celebrity, mm-hmm. Celebrity in quotation marks, a reality show star, Heather Rae Young, that we're supposed to be really interested in this cross-contamination of reality streams. Mm-mm. And that they have been, I mean, that is a couple who has been trying to make fetch happen in the tabloids.
No, thank you.
And I want to be like, Tarek, Christina, Heather, Aunt, aren't you guys tired? I want to also know behind the scenes how long you guys talk with each other and plot out the course of your publicationship.
Yeah.
This is a publicationship that has been strategized to the T to roll out in a way that gets you to look at them.
Yeah.
But we just want grout.
Show me the grout.
Show Colleen the grout. Show us the grout. Thank you.
Do you want to know who my D-bag is?
Well, of course.
I feel bad about this. It's a mild D-bag. Let's be real. It's a mild D-bag. I'm trying to go mild on the D-bags lately because there's just a lot going on in the world and I want to keep it light and fluffy.
Well, sometimes this is an avenue to let all of that out.
How true that is. Suzanne Summers.
Oh, honey.
I know, because she is letting us know what the secret is to her to keeping the spark alive in her 42-year marriage.
Is it vitamins that she's selling
no.
on her website?
Isn't that interesting? It's not.
Oh. All right, Suzanne. all ears. Mm-hmm. Tell us the secret to your decades-long marriage and how y'all keep it spicy.
She says of her husband of 42 years, Alan Hamill, the reason why they can keep the spark alive is because they are, quote, constantly kissing.
Okay, sure.
Oh, jeez.
Like, cool. But also, like, I've been married for 20 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, no, that's not true. I totally just lied to you. I've been married for almost 18 years.
Congratulations.
When I say almost, I mean we did just celebrate our 18th anniversary. I'm really bad at this. We've been together for 20 years. And I still kiss my husband. I don't know that constantly kissing your husband is the thing that keeps the spark alive. But I'm here for your story, Suzanne Summers. She does explain, she says, we're deeply in love with each other. We're constantly kissing and laughing. She says, Alan is very tender with me. And on our Facebook Live shows, we do 3 times a week. Oh, there it is.
There it is. There it is. You spotted it.
Mm-hmm. She said, I have no idea what we're going to do each time other than drink tequila and cook. But she does say, listen to this. If you want marriage advice from Suzanne Summers, if you want to know how to replicate her amazing marriage, she says of her husband, Alan Hamill, Alan and I did all of our fighting in the first 10 years. We broke up on a regular basis. And then an hour later, we worked it out. My advice, and I'm not sure what it's worth, is to remember the early days of the relationship. What? When everything was love and respect and sexy and hopeful.
But you just said the first 10 years of your relationship.
You broke up on a regular basis.
Okay, Suzanne. Sure. I'm curious about the way that Suzanne Summers presents her relationship. And that after, how long has she said she's been with Alan?
42 yes. years.
I appreciate the romantic aspect of what she's trying to communicate. Sometimes I can even be here slightly for the horny aspect that she tries to communicate.
Yeah.
But I feel like being in a partnership with somebody that long, it takes a heck of a lot more than just
kissing constantly.
Kissing constantly.
Well, here's my second thing. And this is a personal preference. I don't like the line of questioning or even the answer that celebrities give about the secret to their long relationships. I don't actually think anybody has a secret to their long relationship. Relationships are work. Relationships move and change over time, and the work moves and changes over time, depending on what the landscape is of the world you're in at any given moment, right? Like,
right.
I could tell you the things that made my marriage work 2 years in are very different than the things that make my marriage work today, where we have children and busy schedules and our own interests. And so I just don't think there's this like static pat answer for that. Kind of like I shy away from those, and everybody does it. When somebody turns into a 100-year-old person, everybody's first question is, what's your secret to a long life? And the answers are usually things like, I drink a glass of water every day, or I wake up every morning and do yoga, or I drink a fifth of whiskey every night. You know, who knows? There's like always a different answer. And the truth is, none of those are real. Those are just habits that people have that they like and bring them joy.
Well, so then applying that
to the relationship
to Suzanne Summers, it's like, well, you guys have a habit of smooching each other.
Good on you.
On the regular. Congratulations.
Good on you. But for the person who maybe is out in the audience reading that and hears Suzanne Summers been married for 42 years and it's because she smooches her husband constantly, and maybe they're having some difficulty in their own marriage, that's not going to fix it. Do you see what I mean?
No.
So just there's sort of like a...
Well, it's really juvenile and simplistic, yeah. I'll just say. And simplistic to think that that is the key to...
A healthy, happy, long marriage.
Yes, I would say, you know, intimacy is a component with your partner.
Sure.
Of a healthy relationship, but it is a component. It is not what is jettisoning you forward. I mean, you have to, you know, being in a relationship... is a daily choice.
It is.
That one makes.
Every single day.
Every single.
Yes. You have to wake up. And some days it's not as easy as other days. And I fully admit that I'm sure that there are mornings my husband wakes up and looks at me and goes, oh, gosh. All right. Here we go. We're going to do this. Right?
Right.
Any whoozy whatsy. That's why I'm calling Suzanne Summers, my very mild D-bag, today on the Colleen and Bradley Show. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we got some people telling some stories out of school, and we are going to call them out when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. You come over. Okay, so we've got a couple people that are speaking out of, or that are talking out of school, and we got to call them out on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. No Bradley Trainer. He'll be back on Monday. Holly Roberts and I are here with you.
Hey.
Let's call out Max Erich first. Oof. So this is the guy who was engaged for a hot second to Demi Lovato. And Demi Lovato, I mean, I don't even know where to go with this, but they broke up. They broke up, and how that happened and how he found out and all of those things are still sort of remain to be seen. And also, I don't actually care, because what I care about is the fact that he is the one and only one talking about this relationship. And Demi Lovato has not said word one.
No, Demi Lovato herself hasn't said anything about it. She's letting her art speak for herself. Mm-hmm. She released a new song through sources. She said that she was changing the lyrics to reflect her breakup with Max. But she wasn't saying it. It was her people telling TMZ, People Magazine. Yes, she's been talking through representatives. Demi Lovato not directly addressing the split with Max Erich.
Okay, but he is directly addressing the split. Apparently, TMZ caught up with him at LAX on Thursday. That was yesterday. And he was basically like, yeah, he's not bothered by your new song, but what's really bothering him are the trolls on social media that are coming after him. He says the people in his mentions need to back off and stop bullying him because they don't know what happened between him and Demi. I would say, I don't think he knows what happened. Anyway, I'm like, calm down. Like,
calm down.
Go take a break somewhere and like actually put the social media down, because he's the only one talking, which tells you a story that he's still gonna ride this relationship and make himself look like a victim.
No. I see what game he's playing here, Colleen. Mm. I know exactly what he is doing.
What's he doing?
So if you go to Max Erich's Instagram account,
okay,
and you look at posts from even about as recently as a month ago. Let's see, September 19th, okay, 2 weeks ago. Okay, I'm doing some math on the fly here. 2 weeks ago, I'm looking through some of these. Mm-hmm. I'm looking through this. This guy. If you look at posts from more than 2 weeks ago, they all have the comments turned off.
Uh-huh.
You can't comment on anything.
Yeah, that's true.
All right?
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that, but yes.
So, come to about a week ago. Let's see, when did he decide to start turning on the comments? Mm-hmm. He decided to let people be able to comment on his Instagram account a week ago.
Yeah.
What I'm inferring is that Max,
he invited this.
He is inviting this in a very strategic way, so that when he's asked about it on TMZ, Max can say, haters, back off. I'm being trolled. Poor me. No, honey, you know exactly what you are doing, and you're using that as ammunition so that we still talk about you in the tabloids. Max Erich, we see you.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got some thirsty posts in here. Shirtless, thirsty shirtless. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is speaking out of school, Holly?
Kate Winslet.
Okay.
Academy Award winner Kate Winslet.
Now, that's the name nobody expected you to say.
No. So, Kate Winslet, she's out and about doing press. So, she has a new movie coming out fairly soon. And she was asked about the time that she hosted on Saturday Night Live back in 2004. So she was speaking at the Hamptons International Film Festival, and she said, when I did Saturday Night Live, I was on the week after Ashley Simpson.
Uh-huh.
She said, I was the next show after. And let me tell you, that studio was just a hotbed of anxiety. Kate Winslet said, there's this thing of the opening monologue, and they kept saying to me, Kate, we're so sorry, we just don't have it yet, get us a moment, implying that the writers were flustered. And she said, it gets to Friday where we have these dress rehearsals, no opening monologue, I'm literally bleeping myself. She said, just, can I make something up? And then they kind of joked, can you tap dance? Ha, ha, ha. And then they went on to record the show live. But my whole thing, okay, so Kate Winslet tells a story about mm-hmm. the time that she hosted SNL in 2004. But that got me to thinking about poor Ashley Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Ashley Simpson. Now, you might be like, poor Ashley Simpson. Well, who really cares? But the fact, but...
Oh, that moment on Saturday Night Live where the her track was messed up and it was playing the wrong song.
Yes.
And she ended up doing this weird sort of hoedown dance awkwardly because she was embarrassed and then left the stage and the performance never happened. That ruined her career.
It did, because we never talked about Ashley Simpson in the same way again. So at the time in 2004, Ashley Simpson was the subject of MTV
yep.
docu-series in quotation marks. Mm-hmm. So she had her own reality show. She was rolling out with that album, Autobiography. She was out on SNL, plugging away. And she was trying to make a something of herself in the way that Jessica Simpson had mm-hmm. 5 years before. And then it just all stopped. Now, she had a couple of albums after Autobiography, didn't really go anywhere. But when you think about Ashley Simpson, the first thing that immediately comes to mind, I think, for most people,
yeah.
is that hoedown on SNL.
Yes.
And I'm just like, guys, that happened 16 years ago.
And not only did it happen 16 years ago, but what happened to her, what happened to her was people felt like it exposed the fact that she was lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, haven't we gotten used to the fact that the majority of our entertainment acts are at least at a minimum using a backing track?
Right.
At a minimum.
Secrets out. People like to lip sync yeah. when they're performing in public. Right. So Ashley Simpson, she just happened to get caught in a moment where that whole illusion was laid bare. And then it was criticizing Ashley Simpson for taking part in it, when it actually, it's something that many stars do all the time.
Right.
But she had to pay the price for it. In what I would say is an unjust way.
Oh, for sure.
Not being like, okay, Ashley Simpson would have gone on to have this career where she was groundbreaking and speaking to truth in a way that illuminated the condition of life. No, she's a middling pop star. I was totally here for it, though.
But she had some good tunes.
Man, there are some, what do the kids like to say?
Bops.
Songs, some bops on that Autobiography. It was a good pop album.
Yeah.
And just rehashing that again, where it just, I felt bad for Ashley Simpson that Kate Winslet, Academy Award winning, respected thespian Kate Winslet, has to bring that up again. And you just go, oh.
Well, because Ashley Simpson is living a pretty great life right now.
Oh, well, she's fine.
Yeah.
So she probably is like, oh, poor Ashley Simpson. Thanks. You guys are talking about me again.
Yeah.
Poor me.
I don't know. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, here's our question. What's a thing that you did that you hated when you did it, but you're really glad you did it? 651-641-1071. What's that thing you did that you hated when you did it, but you're really glad you did it? After this on My Talk 107.1.